The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, listen to the titles that the Holy Spirit gives us for God the Father, the revelation he gives us through St. Paul. He says that God the Father is the Father of compassion and the God of all encouragement. So he's not the God of harshness or judgment or criticism, and he's not the God of discouragement, but the exact opposite. Have you ever felt like God spoke to you and you left feeling dejected and hopeless and despairing? If you have, that was not God, right? When he speaks to us, we always think like, oh my gosh, I can do it. I can get through this, right? There's hope. Our Lord Jesus Christ says that we are to be like our Father in all things. My brothers and sisters, when people leave us, do they leave more optimistic? Do they leave us encouraged? They're ready to fight another day. They're able to persevere through anything. Right? Our Lord wants us to be people of encouragement like our Father is. And I was thinking about the saints, and that's why I brought my little show and tell today. I was reading St. Padre Pio. One of his spiritual daughters one time said, "Sometimes just a look from Padre Pio, and I felt like I could face anything." I keep a little quote from him in my office. He said this, "I am all for everyone. Everyone is able to call me Father. I love my spiritual children as I love my own soul and even more. I'm able to forget myself but not my spiritual children. When I one day go before God, I will ask him, 'Lord, allow me to remain at the door of paradise until all of my spiritual children have entered.'" I was thinking of St. Maximian Kolbe in Auschwitz, right, in the darkest of darknesses in this world. And he's thrown into the death chamber with 14 other men, the place of profound despair. And the guards are converted because he hears them leading these people in songs of praise to God. My brothers and sisters, if we're not people of encouragement, we should ask our Lord, okay, what needs to change in me? Lord, I want to be converted, because if you call me to that, you will give me the grace to be a person of hope and one that leads others in hope.